Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. And I got five code devils to the left of me, to the right of me. Well, to the left, there's fighting Vegas Joe Sapecki. He's a fine dim strategist right here from the great state of Wisconsin. And of course, the regular 5 o'clock fair, the buffet fair, sort of under the heat lamp. There's Dom.
Hey, it's only Tuesday?
Damn. It's only Tuesday, man. You didn't even go to Ozzy this week or Slash or whatever.
No, not yet. Tonight will be another night.
So they wouldn't let him in with that clean look. You know, the clean lines, no beard. Get this square out of here.
Oh, I didn't know
they had a height requirement.
Come on, most of the greatest rockers in the world are the short guys. Joe Sapecki, good to see you, Crudy. Always a pleasure, man.
Yeah, you as well, buddy. Let's start it off, boys. The big signing today, it's signing day. Well, Gableman got an extended contract.
not the Packers, it's Gableman.
Well, of course, the Packers have a little bit of big news. Aaron Rodgers, $50 million a year, that's a lot of cheese. And Devontae Adams, he's been tagged. So we'll be talking Packers a lot this fall, I suspect. But boys, what about the Gableman re-signing? Joe, I want to start with you, man. Holy schmoly, he didn't do anything except come up with conspiracy theories, and now he's getting, a new contract and probably a raise built in, right? Kind of like Aaron Rodgers.
To be clear to our dear listeners, this is not Crudy's opinion that he's not doing anything. A judge reviewed the records of this so-called investigation and gave it the legal equivalent of, what have you been doing for all this time? There's nothing in these records. There's no evidence of an actual investigation. And so I guess my question is, like, $40 to $50 million to throw a football is a lot, but I know how that works and what the marketplace does and how good that is for the economy. What is the $11,000 a month that Gableman is clearing? What does that do for the state? And which is a better bang for the buck? I'm leaning towards the right arm of number 12.
No doubt, Crudy. Let me just read briefly from Judge Frank Remington. I believe that it's for every man now to examine these documents. He's going to release hundreds of pages of documents. This open records issue from a liberal group.
Are you going to read the documents, Dom?
No.
You're waiting for Jim Santel to read the documents, yeah, right, and encapsulate them or bridge them for us.
Cliff notes. The judge goes on to say, and I believe, when done so, he will come to the conclusion that this has been much to do about nothing, that these documents do not support the argument that there has been an investigation, much less the conclusions that have been made by the Office of Special Counsel. What? Not only that, you know, these documents didn't show anything, but they also, tried to hide the fact that they weren't doing anything? I mean, is that really what this is about? And then Boss Today, the Speaker of the Assembly in Wisconsin, gives us guy a new contract? I mean, I want that job.
I wonder if he got a signing bonus, Joe.
You guys have heard the phrase going to lunch for a living? That's what this is. He's getting paid $11,000 a month to go and eat at all these places around the state of Wisconsin, and the taxpayers are paying for that too. He doesn't even have to pay for his own lunch.
Well, he also does some out-of-state traveling, apparently Maricopa County, and a cyber security ninja cyber audit thing that Mike Lindell did. And apparently they also were receiving emails from Mike Lindell. I'm sure nothing but the best conspiracies contained. Can't wait till they hit the open market.
MyPillow crackhead guy. I mean, this is the consultant for the former disgraced Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. I mean, this is an absolute joke. And we're joking about it, but this is offensive on so many levels. I mean, number one, the guy's getting paid to do jack. I mean, literally jack. He's not doing a thing. And not only is he not doing a thing, then he's coming up with, hey, conspiracy theories. Everybody be concerned about your elections. And I think, thankfully, Megan Wolf from the Wisconsin Election Commission, others on that commission are pushing back. But it needs to be a full-on. This is a hack job. Gableman's getting paid to be a hack, and it is damaging our state.
And Republicans are trying to cover it up. Just today, the Wisconsin State Senate, a proposal put forward by Senator Tim Carpenter from Milwaukee to audit this investigation, to watch the watchers, attracted the votes of three Republican members of the state Senate, bipartisan support to audit what Gableman has been up to, and the Republican majority was still able to stop it. They don't want anybody looking and seeing where this money went. It is a scam. It is a scandal. And you are right. It's not a laughing matter. People should be outraged by this.
Well, if someone's going to be investigating the investigators, it's going to be Brad Schimmel and the John Doe 3. Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. The happier happy hour. I got Dom to the right of me. I got Joe Sopecki to the left. And gentlemen, apparently the contract has been renewed. This was just an interim report. How's he going to top it, Joe?
I don't know. So as I understand it, he's extending it through April. He is not adding any additional dollars to it. There are some pending legal matters, you know, these disputes over the records and some other challenges to the investigation. So, listen, we should all hope that the clock is ticking and this thing is over and done with at the end of April. But I think Democrats need to keep pushing. We need to figure out everything that they did during this investigation. This is far from over, but hopefully the conspiracy crackpot theater of it will be done with.
Do you think it will be an albatross? I mean, Robin Voss should have shut this down. You got your pound of flesh conspiracy report. The guy said, let's pull back the Electoral College votes. I mean, Voss claims he's not a believer in that. He stripped the staffer from RamJam for doing the very same. But what? He's going to give the guy a new contract and continue paying him for the same work product that he punished Rantham for effectively. Well, that and a lie about some Hillary lawyers.
He's trying to have it both ways. And the problem is that's really, really tough. Right. As I understand it, Voss now has a Republican challenger to the right of him who is going to primary him. You can't, you know, feed the baby alligator in your bathtub and just go, oh, look at how cute. It's going to be fine. It'll stay well under control. You keep feeding that thing. Eventually, it's going to eat you.
So then what happens then, Joe? I mean, Rantham, got like 5% in the Marquette University Law School polling.
Presumably
that will go up. How much do you think? How much impact do you think this mentality will have on the Senate race?
Well, on the governor's race. I think more than you think, because the whatever it is, 5, 10, 15% of the Republican Party that is fully invested in this, they are madder than hell and are going to give Rampton the money he needs to go on TV, to get in the mailboxes, and to make his case. Not only is that going to win him support, it is going to pull the other candidates, Nicholson and Clayfish, further into crazy town. They're going to have to spend, you know, weeks and weeks talking about the 2020 election as opposed to where they want to take the state of Wisconsin. And I'm here to tell you, independent voters are not going to like that. There's going to be a cost for Republicans in the fall to how long they've let this drag on.
Joe, don't you think right-wing talk radio will somehow create a shield and exempt Rebecca, because they see her as the chosen one? Nicholson might spend his money around the state, but let's not forget they picked Leah Vukmer over Nicholson the last time in the Senate race. I don't see anyone except Clayfish winning southeastern Wisconsin, because she's got the Belling and O'Donnell and right-wing talk radio machine.
And Nicholson's got a sugar daddy. And $10 million can buy you a lot of paid communication. Nicholson has shown no compunction about taking on what he calls the establishment Republican class. You think he's going to be afraid to take on the establishment conservative talk radio in southeastern Wisconsin?
Okay.
He will burn it all down if he can be king of the ashes.
Okay, but it's going to be Rebecca Clayfish against Tony Evers after August 9th. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong.
I don't know that you're right.
Come on, 63% of the time I'm right every time.
Well, I mean, Lindsey Graham kind of said it. I think we're seeing this play out on a state level here in Wisconsin and nationally across the country. You got the crazy wackadoodles that are down on this, and you have those like Voss who want to capitalize on that emotion and bring their folks out. But you got to try to balance that with, you know, driving away those who would think that, listen, you've had your chance. You know, we heard, former Speaker Paul Ryan say it. You know, Trump had his chance. We heard Ron Johnson say it. Hell, you know, if the same Republicans would have voted for Trump that voted down ticket, Trump would have won. I mean, their own leadership has said this, and yet they still, on the other hand, you know, kind of feed this animal.
Yeah, I think they're in a world of hurt. I mean, there's been talk of a Republican civil war. I think that's kind of what we're seeing, and we're still in the early parts of it. The Republican Party is breaking kind of before our very eyes because there are still responsible Republicans talking about the Liz Cheneys and Adam Kinzingers of the world, and they're fighting against, you know, the Freedom Caucus, Tea Party, you know, Tim Ramson and Mike Lindell conspiracy theorists of the world, and we don't know how that's going to shake out yet.
Joe, do you think the January 6th committee, the public hearings, the primetime hearings, do you think they will move the electorate at all? Do you think people will be shocked when they see, I mean, it's on videotape, a lot of it, the violence against cops, etc.
Whether or not they're shocked, they'll be reminded. And by dragging their feet, Republicans have just succeeded in making sure that voters are reminded closer to when ballots are cast this fall. So there's a lot of chapters left to be written here. I don't see how any of this is playing out well for Republicans, particularly as you start to see Biden's approval go up.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers is the most hated player in the NFL, and we just signed him to a 4-year $200 million contract, and the special prosecutor, Gableman, the most corrupt and hated former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin history. Well, he's making at least 11 grand for a couple more months. So if you see him out, you know, see if the man can spare a buck, buy a drink, you know, produce some work product. Joe Sapecki, thank you lots, buddy. Talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Dom, you stick around. More Devil's Advocates.